Welcome to Superscience Science, where we feature research and discoveries nationwide enabled by advanced computing technology and expertise at the Texas Advanced Computing Center of the University of Texas at Austin. I'm Jorge Salazar, a science writer at Tech. Diamond is the hardest material found in nature. Diamond also has the highest thermal conductivity, allowing the most heat to flow through it rapidly. An international team of scientists used TAC's Frontera supercomputer for simulations that found that by flexing Diamond, its thermal conductivity can be drastically tuned up or down. Scientists worldwide are interested in studying elastic strain engineering to discover the properties that materials exhibit when they are under large tensile or shear stresses. Findings like this could open the door for developing new microelectronic and optoelectronic devices, such as computer chips, quantum sensors, communication devices, and more. On the line to talk more about their Diamond simulations is Frank Shi, a former researcher at the Department of Nuclear Science and Engineering and the Department of Material Science and Engineering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Dr. Shi is now a technical lead at Apple. She co-authored a study revealing Diamond's tunable thermal conductivity, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in February 2024. Dr. Shi, welcome to the podcast. I'm hoping that you could tell me a little bit about a recent study that you published in the Proceedings of the National Academies of Science. It has to do basically studying the heat properties of materials, published in February 2024. Could you speak a little bit more to what are the main findings of it?
Thanks for asking. So this study of ours it demonstrates a framework for mapping the entire phonon stability boundary in 6D strain space, which can guide the engineering of materials through elastic strain engineering without phase transitions. So this approach, this paper was built upon a series of papers we published before. And this approach focuses on the vibrational properties of materials, including the phonon dispersions and thermal conductivity, like you mentioned. By applying this framework, it was found that the room temperature lattice thermal conductivity of diamond can be increased by more than 90% or reduced by more than 90% purely through mechanical strains, without inducing instabilities inside the material. So I can also talk a little bit about the general ideas of elastic strain engineering. ESE involves, the application of controlled elastic strain to a material to significantly alter its electronic or thermal properties. Right. So the phonon dispersions I mentioned relates to how phonons is distributed across different frequencies within the material, which will affect its heat and sound propagation properties. We believe that elastic strain engineering is important because it offers a powerful tool to tailor materials for technological applications without changing the material's composition. A diamond, for example, which is target of our paper, can have its thermal conductivities drastically changed through elastic engineering. I think it demonstrates the potential for creating materials with customizable properties, be it thermal properties or electronic properties, for it to be used in various technologies. For example, in our laptop, and cell phones, in their chips, there is this strained silicon technology being involved. So with just 1% of the strain, you can change its CPU clock speed by one order of magnitude, perhaps. And what we do here is that we study what if we can further increase the magnitude of the strain to maybe 2%, 5%, even 10%, how that will change its property. So the strain silicon technology in this regard is just one tip of the iceberg. We also look into the thermal properties because we want to understand how heat is dissipated when using in the application. So that's why this paper, we use a lot of Frontera resources to help us build the data set. So the results are like just I mentioned. I think it opens a future direction or possibility for material to be considered used after severely strained. So that basically that's the general background and key findings of this work.
What's the most important thing that you'd like the public to know about using supercomputers to help discover new and novel properties of materials?
Yeah, I think the computational capabilities of supercomputers like Frontera greatly accelerate the material discovery process. It enables us to quickly iterate through simulations and refine models based on new data and then explore different approaches to material design and finding. This rapid cycle of hypothesis, testing, and revision makes a much faster transition from theoretical insights to practical applications. I think it's really a new, novel paradigm for material scientists to do research. I think it's very critical, and this is the infrastructure, foundations that supercomputer can give us. Yeah.
You've been listening to researcher Frank Shi of Apple, formerly of MIT. Supersized Science is part of the Texas Podcast Network, the conversations changing the world, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. The opinions expressed in this podcast represent the views of the host, not of the University of Texas at Austin. For the Texas Advanced Computing Center, I'm Jorge Salazar.